91X News.
It's minus 10 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. The OPP are advising motorists to change driving habits due to weather conditions. There have been 17 deaths on OPP-patrolled highways so far this year, doubling last year's total, at this time, of 8. The OPP are saying they will put out all their resources and enforce laws by gathering information, all while teaching drivers to drive safe. Quinny West Detachment was called to 10 collisions during yesterday's snowstorm. All of the collisions involved property damage, with no reported injuries. In the 24 hours since her death was announced, more than $94,000 has been donated to help pay Sarah Burke's medical bills. The Canadian freestyle skier died in a Utah hospital a little more than a week after crashing on a training run. She underwent surgery and spent 9 days on life support, but suffered irreversible brain damage because of lack of oxygen and blood to the brain after the fall. Her family is trying to raise about $550,000. The Canadian cattle producers are celebrating today over news that South Korea will start accepting shipments of Canadian beef. Bob Weber of the Canadian Press explains.
They're the last major market to welcome back Canadian beef after borders slammed shut around the world over the mad cow scare in 2003. The market is small, only an estimated $30 million out of Canada's total export of about $1.5 billion. But Canadian Cattlemen's Association President Travis Taves says it's another sign the industry is getting back on its hooves.
The cattle industry is really beginning to get its economic legs under it. This market access opening will just further strengthen our economic prospects.
Taves says about 90% of Canada's market access has now been restored. Bob Weber, The Canadian Press.
A three-year education project has been launched to help prevent snowmobile deaths across Western Canada. Canadian Avalanche Centre spokesman Ian Tom says high-tech snowmobiles, even in the last 5 to 10 years, are allowing people to access high mountain terrain. He says it's time snowmobilers are educated to the same level of backcountry skiers.
Even entry-level snowmobiles nowadays can go places where even advanced snowmobiles 10 years ago could not. And so we're seeing sort of rapid increase in technology that's propelling people into the backcountry, and we're seeing the accident rates reflect that.
A snowmobiler died at the beginning of the snow season north of Prince George. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is postponing a test vote next week on a bill to fight online piracy and counterfeiting. Sandy Kozel of the Associated Press has the latest.
The decision comes in the midst of a storm of protest from internet companies and search engines who are worried about overregulation and censorship. Protests have included a blackout by Wikipedia and a petition by Google that got more than 7 million signatures. Now at least a half dozen senators who sponsored the measure say they oppose it. Reid says he's optimistic about reaching a compromise that protects Americans' intellectual property while maintaining openness and innovation on the Internet. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Thanks, Joe. The Loyalist basketball teams will hit the gym tonight when they play the Durham Lords. Both men's and women's teams won their Wednesday games against George Brown. The girls play at 6 and the boys follow at 8 p.m. Be a part of the whiteout night by wearing a white t-shirt to support your Lancers. In the OHL, the Belleville Bulls are off tonight, but there are 7 games tonight, including the London Knights and Owen Sound Attack. In Junior A hockey, there are 8 games. The Wellington Dukes face the Whitby Fury, staying with Wellington, on Sunday, March 4th, past hockey greats, with the Montreal Canadiens will take the ice at the Wellington District Community Center to play a local team made up of county greats. The team will be led by the Flower, Guy Lafleur, who coached the alumni team. The team may include NHL stars, former stars, such as Patrice Brisebois, Stéphane Richer, and Sergio Momesso, and many more. For ticket information, call 613-476-2148. The Toronto Raptors hope to break out of their slump when they take on the Portland Trailblazers. The Dinos have dropped their last 6 games, while the Trailblazers look to pull ahead from the bottom half of the Western Conference. The Raptors and Blazers tip off at 7 o'clock at the Air Canada Center. David Beckham is returning to the Los Angeles Galaxy. Beckham says he's enjoyed watching the MLS and U.S. soccer grow in popularity since he signed with the team 5 years ago. The 36-year-old midfielder re-signed with the Galaxy for 2 more years after winning the MLS Cup with the team in the final year of his 5-year contract. Remember to send us your team or league scores to email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Back to Jose DeBarros with weather.
Today will be sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, and a high of minus 7. Tonight will be cloudy, snow beginning late this evening, and it'll fall 2 to 4 centimeters, a low of minus 8. And Saturday, snow ending in the morning, and then clearing, and a high of minus 3. It's minus 10 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.